Thank you for calling Omega Sales. My name is Zimaya. May I please have your email?
Yes, my email is bkr4451@comcast.net.
Comcast.net. Thank you. May I please have your name?
Bonnie Cooner Ross.
Bear with me one moment, ma'am. Thank you. What's your address?
1618 Mount Krogan Trail, The Villages, Florida, 32162.
Okay, let me see if you have an account, miss, because it's pulling up your older account, but it's on a different address. What was that zip code again, ma'am?
32162.
32162.
Mm-hmm.
And the last name is Roth.
It's KUNERROTH.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So under that email, that was for the Omega 3 Ultra Pure trial, but that was canceled out. And what was the issue of your calling on today, ma'am?
Yeah, I just got a box of six of the Omega 3, and yeah, I didn't remember ordering it. But, and it says it's on auto delivery, so that's why I was calling, because I was kind of confused.
Bear with me one moment while I take a look over the tracking information, okay?
Thanks.
I do see recently that you purchased an account with us in 2019, and that was for the Omax Ultra Pure 6 box subscription. But you say you just received it today?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had a thing. We have a mailbox station. It could have been delivered a day or two ago, but they put a note in your box that, you know, it's ready for pickup. So I picked it up today, but so it couldn't have been there much more than a couple days.
Okay, bear with me. I'm trying to search the information by your name, ma'am, because so far it only shows the account that was created in 2019. Let's see if you created a more recent account. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Okay, sure.
So I'm still trying to pull up the information. Place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Yes, so does he have an order date on that package?
I have the
order
paperwork.
Number.
Ship to, ship from, control 1 of 2, order info, order date, says 2/24/2022, and then there's a GIF number. Oh, order ID. Okay, I see it now.
Okay, what is it?
It's a long number. Okay. 1489853-238605-CTY002.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold, man, while I seek more assistance with this information, okay?
Okay.
And what does it say? What date does it say it was delivered on, ma'am? Does it say that on the package?
Let's see if I can see. Let me see. I've got the label here.
What is the label? Just read everything on the label, ma'am.
Okay, it has Omex Health and the address, and then ship USPS. Oh, 32162, that's me. That has well, Lady Lake, 815 Eagle something. That's weird.
What address is it? Is that your address, ma'am?
Yeah, down below the UP USPS deliver to is my address. Yes.
And what address is that, ma'am?
1618 Mount Croghan Trail, The Villages, Florida, 32162.
Okay, so I'm still looking at information. I'm seeking information from my supervisor as well. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Sure.
Yes, I apologize, by the way. I'm still seeking more assistance with this information. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Sure. Okay, I appreciate you trying to figure this all out.
Okay, so my supervisor asked me, you say it was delivered on what day? Does it say?
Well, the best I can figure, the number on the package says 3/8. So that would have been March
March
8th.
8th, Tuesday. Okay, and what's the UPS number on it, ma'am? Does it have the tracking number?
It's the USPS tracking number.
Okay, go ahead with
Oh,
it.
no, there's a UPS number on here too.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, tracking number. Okay, the label, to open the box, I had to cut it. So I'll give you what I can read, but I don't know that I can read the whole thing. It's 1Z6RBV, and I don't know if it's 8-4, and then it's YW 0037-2035.
Okay, bear with me just one moment, okay, ma'am? I'm still speaking to
Okay.
my supervisor, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I'm so she's trying to find information, and she's even looking for me as well. Bear, take just
I
another minute, okay?
appreciate it. We're both confused.
Okay, yes, and you said that was for the old, what product was it?
Yeah, the Omex 3.
It's the Ultra Pure, which is it a green and white box?
Yes.
Okay, does it say how much it was? Do you know if you were charged or anything?
Well, it says $144 for the 6 count.
Do you know the last, what is your card number you were billed on anything, or you don't know if you was billed or not?
Well, it says on here, this is not a bill. No payment is required. Your order has been shipped complete.
Okay, Barry, you said on the label it said this is not a bill.
Right.
Your order, what does it say?
Okay, this is not a bill. No payment is required. Your order has been shipped complete.
Okay, yes, now bear with me one moment. I'm just messaging my supervisor the information.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for following up on this.
Yes, and so we're still looking at the information because the only thing we see is from accounts you had with us. That was some years back. But we're trying to see if you have anything recent. So we're still looking at the information. Bear with us just one moment, okay?
Sure.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And she's asking me, have you sure you don't know if you was billed or not?
I just picked it up at the mailbox and I thought I would call you guys to figure it out, but I
Because we
guess
do,
I.
because OMAX do associate themselves with other third-party companies, ma'am. And she's advising if you didn't locate the information on the card to see if you was billed, that's what I was asking. It's possible that the order was placed to another third-party company, ma'am.
I see, but I. Yeah, like I say, I still have 3.5 boxes left. It's unlikely I would have placed the order. And I typically don't do any kind of an auto shipment because each time when I go to the retinologist, if he wants to change something, then I just follow his instructions. So I guess what you're saying is the first thing to do is call my credit card company to
Correct.
find
And
out.
see if you was
Yeah.
billed. And
Okay.
if they know the last 4 digits of the card number you were billed on, if you do call back and they don't see an account, it's likely it went through another third party company. They would have to investigate who you was billed through. Then you have to call that company.
Okay. I only have one credit card, so I can tell you what the last four numbers are.
Okay, go ahead with it.
9485.
9485. Okay, so 9485. Okay, we're looking up the information now. Bear with me one moment.
Thanks.
Okay, yes. So I'm trying to get the information because Sylvia is saying that she might find it. I'm trying to make sure this is correct. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Okay, yes, and so we finally found the information.
Oh, good.
And we looked it up by the last one, digit of card number. Okay, so yes, this is a active. We're trying to see if it's active or not. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Oh, yeah, you're making great progress.
Okay, Ashley, ma'am. So, yes, so this is for the old master. You get the 6 month subscription, ma'am. But it looks like the account is closed.
Yeah, so then why did I get the delivery?
Because it was on the 6 month, ma'am. That was a 6 month subscription. That was the final one.
All right. I guess it doesn't really make too much sense to me. But so what you're saying, there was some kind of an auto shipment.
Correct.
And that's but it's like 3 months too early. I still have 3 unopened boxes.
Okay, because the only thing with this is, ma'am, so are you saying that you want to send the product back?
Well, I looked on the box, and it's good until April of 2023, so I might as well keep it. But I just wanted to know what's happening next. But you're saying that's the last shipment, so I don't have to cancel the auto shipment because it's already canceled?
Correct. Well, it was already canceled, correct? That is correct, ma'am. It was already canceled. It stops any recurrent billing on the account.
Okay, so if we wanted to continue the auto shipment, could we start it again like in 9 months instead of 6?
Only thing with that is, ma'am, we transitioned to a new system, so you have to, any recurring orders, you have to place that on the website only.
Oh, dear.
But you're more than welcome to call in, and we can assist to that, as long as you have your login information to the website.
And I don't, login information, meaning I'm going to have to set up, like, an account?
Correct. You have to set up an account.
It's going to be much more tedious. Okay, well, we'll just leave this as it is now, and I'll try to figure something out in the future.
Of course. Is there anything else I'll be able to assist you with today, ma'am?
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless you just want to let the company know that it's very inconvenient for senior citizens to have to try to go have a computer and a website. It's so much easier to just call on the phone. So just to share that and pass it along.
I will definitely try my best. But as I say it again, Miss, we are more than welcome to assist me. You have an email. You just call us in. We can help you with it, but you have to have your online login information.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, I just had the computer guy here today, and we think there's a problem with the laptop, and it might not it might be at its end of life. So, yeah, so I'll figure that out. But anyway, thank you for taking the time to figure this out for me today. I appreciate it.
Of course, ma'am. You're welcome. If there's nothing else, thank you for calling customer support. Oh, makes
All
help,
right.
okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.